Hi, right, welcome back. We're at Dalet Amud Beis, Baba Kama. The words are Tani Reb Chiya. Everybody's just disagreeing about how to classify the Avos Nazikin. What are the primary categories? Tani Reb Chiya, Eshrim Va'arba Avos Nazikin, 24 Avos Nazikin, Tashlume Kefel, where the Ganav is Chayef to pay for the Ganav besides the principal. V'tashlume Arba V'chamisha, and payments of the 4 or 5, meaning if somebody steals an ox or sen, shechts it, or he sells it to somebody else. So if the God of the shore pays 5 times, besides the principal, he pays another 4 against its worth. By a seh, you would normally pay 4 besides the principal. Veganev, the God of Schayev to return the seh. Vegazlan, someone who steals a chepetz from an object from his friend with strength, with power. Veedim zomim, or witnesses who testify about somebody else, and they were zapped, they were proven to be false. Vaones, and one who rapes a basula. Vamafata, one who seduces a basula. Motzi shemra. One who defames his wife and says he didn't find any basulim, but it turns out he was lying. So he's chayef to pay the father 100 mal kesef. Hametame, one who makes tame the truma of his friend by putting, let's say, a sheretz on it, and because of that now it can't be given to a coin. Hamedamea, one who mixed fruits of truma with peiros of chulin of his friend together and ruins it in achila. Hamenasech, one who puts his hand in the wine of his friend, L'shema Varazara, and he ruins the wine Bahana. Hani Tlesar, and together with the 13 that Rav Oshia mentioned, Ha Esrim Va'arba, we come to 24. So the Gemara asks Rav Oshia, who learned to the Raisa, that only 13 Avos, my time Alotani Hai. Why didn't he mention these? Because B'mamona Kaire, because these were Mazika, the Chiyav is a Chiyav of Mamun. But B'kansa Lokamayr, but we weren't talking about Knas. So wait a second, a ganev who admits on his own, he doesn't play the Karen. The gazlan who pays the Karen, the mamonu, it's a monetary payment, it's not a penalty. So listen, Rav Oshia should have mentioned those. So the Gemara says the Rav Oshia didn't need to mention ganev and gazlan on his own, because haktani le shomer chinam vashol, because in there he included a shomer chinam and a shoel, right? A free guardian and a borrower, and in them it includes the result of what happens if somebody were to steal it from them. So you see, Ganav and Gazlan are sort of already hinted to in the categories of Rav Oshia. Rav Chiya Nami, Hai Tana Le Shomer Chinam Vashol. So Tana Mamona De Asa De Betera. The Tana mentioned a case of a Ganav and a Gazlan, that money comes to him Beheter. And only afterwards does it switch the Ganav in his hand. Mamona De Asa Liad De Bisur. That we're talking about where the money came from the beginning to him Beisur. So Edim Zomim De Mamona, where the Chiyav is a Chiyav Mamon, that's what Rav Oshia teaches. So Savar La Krabi Akiva, De Amar Edim Zomim Ein Meshalmin Al Piatzmo. You're not chayev to pay on reliance of their hodah, because Rabbi Akiva holds the Chiyav Tashlim of Edim Zomim is Medin Knas. And anytime you have a case of Modu B'Knas, we know you're Potter. So even Rav Oshia will agree to that, and therefore that's why he didn't mention Edim Zomim in the Brisa. So now the Gemara says, Hamanov, E Savar Lake Rabbi Akiva. Now Rav Oshia agrees, Rabbi Akiva, listen, Trey Gavne Shor. It should have mentioned two types of Shor. Shor Mazik. Listen, Shor the Azik Shor. It should mention an ox that gores another ox. But listen, Shor the Azik Adam. And it should mention a Shor that gores a human being. The Tan, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Tam Shechavo Be Adam. Even a Shor Tam that hits a human. And the Beis Din evaluates the damages, and it turns out the damage of the shore against the man is more than the damage the man did to the shore, right? They each damaged each other. So, Mishalim Moser Nezek Shalom. So, the Bala Shore pays the extra, more, the over difference between the two. He pays Nezek Shalom in full payment. So, Ha Tavar Rabbi Akiva Legzize. So, you see, since according to Rabbi Akiva, the din of shore that hits a shore is different than shore that hits a man, the Tana should have given them a separate categories, should have given them separate reckonings. So the Gemara says, Ha Tavar Rabbi Akiva Legzize. Rabbi Akiva already broke the koach of his fist, meaning he weakened his chiddush of this halacha. What does that mean? How did he weaken the chiddush of this halacha? The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Mer Yochol, Aftam Shechav Lav Nishalam Min Aliyah. You might even think that a Tam who hits a person should pay from the best stuff, right? Meaning the Torah equated the Tashlum Tam that hits a person to a Moed, right? If you pay from the best, Tam Lomar Ya'aseh Lo. Mashba that the din is chal on the goof of the shore, and therefore, Migufu Mishalam, it pays from his body, its worth. You use his body as an evaluation marker. Ve'ein amishalem min aliyah. Since the mazik is only chayef to pay from the goof of the shore, he's only the chayef to pay always nezek shalem. And in that way, it's similar to a shore that gores a shore. And that's why Rav Oshia didn't give it a separate reckoning. All right, the Gemara is now going to ask on Rav Oshia. Ha'onis of a fata motzi shemra, a raper, a seducer, and a motzi shemra, where you're besides paying the knas, you also have to pay boshes, begam, and tsar. So all those cases we say are mamonahu. Those are cases, is a chi of mamon. So listening, why didn't he mention it? So manavshach, either way, why did Rav Oshia need to mention these cases? E nezek, if it's because of the damage that's in there, tanale, which already mentioned damages. And if it's because of the tsar, he already covered tsar, tanale. And e because of boshes, tanale. And e because of the pagam, the definition that sure now her value in the marketplace goes down, hainu nezek. That's the same thing as tashlumi nezek. And Rav Oshia already taught that. So ma'iz l'chalamim, what can you say? So we say kansa. There's a tashlume knas, and kansa lo kamayre. And knas, Rav Oshia would never mention such a knas, and therefore it wasn't mentioned.
Hamitam. I understand. So what do you mean by knas? So what is Rav Oshia saying? That what?
What?
E pagam hainu nezek. What is the same? Ma'iz lo the meimar.
What do you mean?
Knasa.
What's the reason he should have included these three cases? Every way you turn it, he's already covered it with a different example in his group. And then if it's because the knas element, these also have a penalty. If you rape a woman, there's a penalty.
Yes.
So if you say it's because of the penalty element, we already said Rav Oshia was not interested in his list to cover things that were penalties. He only covered principal payments. All those things are achiev to pay achiev moments. Listen, Rav Oshia should have mentioned them. Manavshach, either way, if it's because you cause a loss of money in a way that's not recognizable, you can't see it with your eye. If you turn somebody's wine into avodah zarah, you can't see the damage, but you know it's there. So if you want to say hezek sheinu nikar is called hezek, va'atanale nezek. The Bryce already mentioned damage. And e hezek sheinu nikar is not called hezek, right? And you're putter the Torah from paying, and the chavim made you achiev al tzeknas. Well, we already said, havilei kansa, v'kansa lo kamayre. And there was no, and we already said that Rav Oshia is not interested in his list in mentioning any knasas. So, lema kasava, Rav Chiya, hezek shenir hekar, lo shme hezek. Maybe Rav Chiya concedes that a hezek which is not recognizable isn't considered a hezek. And the proof is, because if it was the ishme hezek, because if it was actually called hezek, so, mitame medam menasek. Why did Rav Chiya mention mitame medam menasek? He already mentioned stam damage. You understand? If a hezek shenu nikar is called a hezek, so then why does he have a separate category from a damager? It is a damager. So, no. The answer is because he wanted to list two different types of hezek. He wanted to mention tana hezeka de minkra. He wanted to mention a hezek that was recognizable, but tana hezekra de lo minkra. And he wanted to mention a hezek, a damage that wasn't recognizable, like mitame medam menasek. Bishlam Alatana Didan, who mentions the four avos, Tana Minyana. He mentions the count of the avos, Lema Ute de Rav Oshia, in order to exclude the avos that were mentioned in the Brice of Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia, Tana Minyana, he mentioned his list to exclude the list of Rav Chiya. But why did Rav Chiya mention a number? What was he coming to? Meaning, mentioning a number is sort of putting a stopgap. By saying X number, you're saying it's this and not that. Rav Chiya's list, which was so massive, right? Rav Chiya's list, which we said was a list of 24. Mm-hmm. So what is he trying to say is not included? Lemute mai. So yes, it is coming to exclude. What's coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude a moser. What's a moser? Famous case, one of the lowest lives, considered one of the biggest low lives in Judaism. It's a person who tells a non-Jew where the money of his friend is so he could take it. He rats on a Jew. Umfagel, a Kohen who ruins the korban of his friend by shechting the korban shelo lishma, wrong date or wrong purpose, all that. So those cases are the two cases that are left out. So we're listening. So why didn't he mention them and just go to 26? Bishlam umfagel, I understand Rabbi Chiya didn't mention umfagel because b'kachem lo kamari, because he was not talking about kachem in his list. Ela moser, my time alotani. Why didn't he mention it? Shiny moser dibura. No, a nezek which comes by dibor, not mice, is different. To be dibor lo kamari. Vaha motzi shemra to the diburahu. It's dibor, and even though it's nezek that comes through dibor, Tani mentioned the brisa. So dibor de ispe maiso. It's a dibor that has a maiso. So vaha edim zom dibor de ispe maisohu, because you're mischayev on the edus alone. Victor, yeah, we taught it. No, hasam by edim zomim afagav de ispe maiso rachmana kari maiso. The Torah considers the edus maiso. Dechsi vasitam lo kasher zomim laasos laachiv. So you see, the Edus is considered like an Asiyah. So Bishlam alotana, I understand according to our Tana, Tana in the Mishnah, that the Mazikin are Avos. Miklal de Ika told us. You can hear it from there. The Mazikin are told us. El Rav Chiya, Rav Oshia, Avos, Miklal de Ika told us. Right, Bravosia. Oh, sorry. I understand according to our Tana, the Mishnah learned the Mazikas, which are Avos, that comes to include their Toldos. But according to Rabbi Chi and Ravoshia, what are their Toldos? What are they? We don't know them. Toldos, my Neil. I'm Rabbi Kulun Ka'avos L'Shalom Memetiv. The name Avos implied for Rabbi Chi and Ravoshia that they... Oh, excuse me, one second. Okay. They're all called Avos in order to let you know that they're paid from the best of the land. That's what Avos means. So my time, what does it mean they're chayav to pay from the best? Asti, we learn all the damages of the 24 in the Mishnah from Gzeirah Shava that connects the word Tachas to the word Nesina, to the word Yeshalem, to the word Kesef, taking you all around through a fancy drusha that you pay Meita from the best. All right, we learned that Lo Harei HaShor, the nature of Shor, is not like Maveth. So my Kamar, what was the Tana saying? Amar of Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Hachi Kamar, Lichtov Rachman Achada, let the Torah write one of them, one of the Avos Nezikin, V'teisei Idech Minein, let's learn the other one from it, through what's called the Mem Matzinu. Hadar Amar Chada Mehana. So after Tana responded, Chada Mechada, to learn one Av from the other one, meaning Shor from Mava, and then Mava from Shor, Lo Asa, you can't do that, because there's a Chumra by Mava, which is not by Shor, and so too the opposite. Then we said, Lo Zev Zeh Sheyesh Berem Ruachayim, and these two are not comparable to the others because they have life. Mave, which may be human, and Shor, which is an ox, they both have life. My Kamar, so what does that mean? Amarav Misharshe Mishmeder Rav Hachi Kamar. This is what it means. Lichtav Rachmana Tarte, the Torah should write two of the Avos, meaning Shor and Mave, V'teisa Idach Mineu, and you shall learn Eish from them, right, from the Mehatzad, it's called. Mehatzad is a type of limud, where you learn a cross. Mehatzad is one of the ways we darshan things in the Torah. It's what we call, by the way, the more famous name for a Mehatzad is called a Binyan Av Mishnei Ksuvim. It's called a Binyan Av Mishnei Ksuvim. How does it work? When you have a din that applies in two different instances, you could take these two different instances and now apply it to a third. Even though in these two instances, there's a chumra, which doesn't apply in the third instance. Okay, that's what it's called.
To give an example.
This one. This is the example. The Torah writes just the saying, let the Torah write just Shor and Mave, and then let's learn from Eish, from those two. That's exactly the example. Right here, that's the example. So the Gemara says, no. Hadar Amar. The Tanag respondent says, you can't learn Eish from Shor and Mave. Why? Because the Chumra HaMishutefes, the joint Chumra between Shor and Mave, is that they have life. And that's not true by fire. And it could be that that Chumra is what caused the Chiyav Tashlumen by Shor and Mave, and therefore you can't learn from it to a case of fire. Ama Rava Vakulu, each one of the Avos Nazikin, Kishadis Bor Beneu, when you attach a case of Bor, meaning, if the Torah would have written Bor and one of the other Avos Nezikin, then Asya Kulu. Then the whole deck of cards would have fallen. We could have figured out the whole thing. But Matzad, by using Etzad HaShava. Because why? What's the common denominator? It's normal for them to damage, and you're responsible to watch it. Besides Karen, you would not have been able to learn Karen. Why? Because the Ikul Mifra, because you could break up the Limud by asking. Mala Kula, by all the Avos Nezikin, Shekein, Ma'udim, Etchilasa. All the Avos Nezikin, it's normal for them to damage. Karen, it's not normal for it to damage. Stam Shorim are not normally made prone to damage. Ulamanda Amar Adarava Karen Adifa. The Karen is the more chumer case. Why? Because there, the Kavana was to do damage. Afilu Karen Namias, therefore Karen should also be learned from Matzah Shava of Bor and one of the Avos. Ella, rather, Rava concludes. Lamai Hilchasa Kasvinu Rachmanu. Since we learned the Avos from Bor and one more, why does the Torah go on at length and write all the Parshiyos Nezikin? So we say, Lehil Chosein, because of the halachas that are being mechadish in each one of the Avos that we would not have known. And these are the halachas. Karen is mentioned, Lechalek ben Tam Lemoedes, to teach us a distinction between a Tam animal, it hasn't gotten used to goring yet, and a Moed animal. Shein and Regel are written to teach you that they're exempt in Rishus HaRabim. That's a big chiddush, that any nezek of Shein in the public thoroughfare or Regel in the public thoroughfare by your animal, you are exempt. Bor, the Torah writes it, to teach you that you're pater from Kalim, meaning any damages of a boar, the Torah is chayav, only if you, the shor or the donkey, if you fall into it. But if his kalim fall into it, if you drop your vase into it, the guy is putter for that pit. So Rabbi Yehuda, de mechayev al niske kalim a boar. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, is mechayev on the damages of kalim by a boar. Why did the Torah then write the parsha's boar? To exclude what? To exclude an adam, that if a person falls into it and dies, you're going to be putter. So the Gemara continues to explain the halachas that are shayach to each of these avos. Adam lechayvo b'char b'dvarim. If a person hits somebody, you should be chayav four things besides, right? You should be chayav four things. Nezek tzar ripo sheves boshes. That's why it's mentioned, damages of an adam. Eish is mentioned, liftor bo et tamun, to exempt someone from tamun, meaning a fire that goes and burns down a person's stalk of hay. And in that hay is where you hid your Mickey Mantle baseball card. I am exempt from it because it was hidden. It was tamun. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're chayav for niske tamayesh, he makes you chayav on any damages from stuff that's hidden. Latuye mai. So what was Eish written down to include? Latuye tui mechadesh lichka. For example, Nero v'sichsecha avonav. To be mechadesh, that if the fire does damage in a way that's not normal. For example, if the fire singes, what's Nero?
It licked. It's called, it includes the fire that licked at another plow field. Not being a flammable item is highly unusual for land or stones to be damaged
by
fire.
Okay, v'sichzecha avonav, and it went and attached itself to the stones. It's going to be chayev. That's not normally learned from the rest of the avos nezikin, because the other avos are not chayev on something which is not normally roy for them. Okay, we're going to learn more about this in Baba Kama Daf Samach. Okay, let's stop there for today.